consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Developing story, the Celtics and 76ers agreed in principle on a trade where Philly will acquire Boston's number one overall pick in Thursday's NBA draft. The deal will be finalized tomorrow. The Celtics will receive at least one additional first-round pick in the trade. Sources told ESPN that on top of their number three overall pick, the Sixers will send next year's first-round pick it owns via the Lakers to Boston. With the top selection, Philadelphia expected to take point guard Markelle Fultz, who worked out for the team last night. The trade, nothing but good for the 76ers, says ESPN's Stephen A. Smith.
This is considered a tremendous upside. The mere fact that they'll be on the court entertaining folks while striving to actually compete and trying to win basketball games is obviously a plus. It's something that the Philadelphia 76ers didn't see for years until this past season in terms of their fan base. So obviously it's an upside, and they'll look forward to it from that perspective.
For more on this trade, the upcoming draft, and free agency, tune in to NBA Lockdown Insiders with ESPN's Amin Alhassan, Brian Windhorst, and 10-year NBA veteran Ryan Hollins from 5 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Ryan Harmon at the top of the leaderboard at the U.S. Open has a one-shot lead on Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and Tommy Fleetwood. Ricky Fowler is two back. Baseball, Pirates defeated the Cubs 4-3 in the loss. Jake Arrieta, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 4 2/3. Also hit a 2-run homer. Angels beat the Royals 9-0. Albert Pujols passed Mel Ott for 10th on MLB's all-time RBI list. Andre Ward defeated Sergei Kovalev by TKO in the 8th round and retained his 3 light heavyweight world titles.
The NBA draft is nearing, and De'Aaron Fox is a name many keep talking about. What is Fox hearing from teams about where he might go? Mike and Mike will ask him when he joins the show Monday morning at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Happy Father's Day. It is not Mary Jo Perino in here this morning. Summertime. Alex Risen from ABC 36. Is filling in for Mary Jo because Mary Jo is with her father on Father's Day. She went up to Minnesota to see her family and surprise, really, her father for Father's Day. So, very good for her. And is this numero uno for you, Alex?
It is indeed.
Father's Day number one. How about that?
I got to sleep in an extra hour because apparently he woke up at a little before 7:30. And didn't go to sleep until a little bit later, so that was the early gift.
That's all right. Yeah, because your sleep schedule, I mean...
It's massacred.
You're getting up, what? What times do you get up? How many times in the middle of the night are you getting up?
I was nudged at like 4-something because I was apparently snoring. But he'd also gotten up.
He doesn't sleep in the same room, though. Or does he?
Yeah. The goal is for him not to, yes.
But that's the goal.
Inevitably, that in order to just get peace of mind and some rest, he makes his way in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's sleeping through the night for the most part now.
Well, that's good.
That's huge.
How many months in now?
5 and change.
5 and change. Well, yeah. Happy Father's Day. Big plans today?
Hopefully not.
That's my thing. I think the other day, my dad mentioned to me something about, what do you want for Father's Day? And I think I said, to be left alone.
Yeah. Let me just grow this sweet beard.
You like the beard? You notice that?
I love the beard.
Yeah. Well, you know, in between May and August, I don't appear on television. So that's the time when I grow a beard, when I can grow a beard.
Not as good as the original one.
Mm-hmm. From a few years ago.
That
beard was right after I left Channel 36.
It was amazing.
And that was the first time in 10 years or more that I was able to have the freedom to grow a beard. And yes, yeah. I let it get big.
You look good with bushy. The beard.
Well, thank you.
I think you should make the pitch, you know? Say, hey, look, I mean, I look like a dude.
Do the, I would have to talk to Dick Gabriel because clearly he was able to get it done. Dick Gabriel had a sweet beard.
He had a great beard. I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, the older one. I mean, he sometimes rocks it here and again. You'll see it. But back in the day, that thing was, that was Charlie Steiner territory there. It was, he had it going. And, you know, KYT clearly did not have an issue with it.
If it's your thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you can pull it off.
Now, maybe he had built up enough cred to where they just can't say anything to him.
Beard stays.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a general manager at Fox who is very conscious of look.
Mm.
Like, that's the number one thing. She doesn't hear anything at the beginning. What she sees first.
Right.
And then if nothing is distracting or she's made her judgment, then the ears are turned on. But she first sees. And so if you've got to look okay first. If you look okay, then she'll listen to whatever you got
to
say.
Look good, feel good, sound good.
Yeah. But let me tell you, I hear about it. If my makeup is noticably lighter than Brian Milam's, then I hear that I look pasty and that I need to go get better makeup. I'm like, really? You know, we won an AP award, right? For the best sports show. They didn't get hung up on what makeup I was wearing.
You know, I always thought that, though. I was like, yeah, man, you know, Dan looks a little pasty.
That's because Brian wears, like, George Hamilton bronzer on the air.
That's not even makeup. That's just his natural glowing skin, isn't it?
He could do that Kentucky Fried Chicken extra crispy commercial.
We'll make the call, yeah.
I wonder if Brian's listening.
No.
Well, look, I've made the most of Father's Day. I have 8-year-old twin boys, and 8 years old is really a great age. I think this, because I can remember just waiting, being like, oh, I wish they would, you know, you don't wish them to grow up, but I'm like, I wish they were just a hair older so we could throw baseball, throw football, go fishing, you know, all these things that are, require a lot of patience and are extremely challenging at that younger age. But 8, I mean, they're there. So Friday night we went to the rodeo. A blast. They rode the mechanical bull. Our tickets from the station, by the way, LM Communications, thank you very much. Some people who won the tickets didn't want them, and so I got them and I used them. And we went down there to, there was like a front row that nobody was sitting in. So I'm like, let's go down there. So they got to sit in the front row. We got to see a poor bull rider get stomped on, which is always entertaining. We got to see the clown who was in the barrel get thrown into the air, go airborne. So that was good.
Get out of here, clown.
Yeah. They pestered me for these rubber band guns. I'm like, are you kidding me? Your mother, would lose her mind over this. I'm going to arm you two with rubber band guns? Really?
So then you bought them?
No.
Oh.
No. They got to get out there. They have a calf scramble where kids like ages 6 to 9, and there must have been 50 to 100 kids out there. They get into the arena, and they put 3 calves out there, and they put a ribbon on each of the calves' tails, and the kids run and try to grab the ribbon. And one of my kids actually got a hold of the tail, and the calf kicked him in the chest and to the ground.
And live and learn.
And to top it off, he fell in where he went to the ground. There was horse manure. And so he came back, and he had like 2 or 3 spots on his shorts of horse manure. Mm. And I didn't see it at first. And so we sit down, and I go, oh, my God, it smells like a horse's has urinated and pooped like right here just before we sat down. I'm sniffing. My nose starts leading me his way, and I go, oh, my God, it's you. He just slumps down and says, great. Because he was upset, visibly upset, almost pouting. He was pouting over having grabbed the tail and not get the ribbon because it meant $50, and I said, if you win the $50, you can buy the rubber band guns.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get it for you.
So that was his out. That was it.
Yeah. So not only so did he not get the rubber band gun, he got achingly close, and he smells like poop.
Yeah. The trifecta.
Yeah. So when he got home, on the front porch, I made him take off his shirt and
spray
shorts,
him down.
Put it in a Kroger bag, and threw it on the back porch. So that's that. All right, we got to get to Neil Price. Neil Price, the voice of the Wildcats baseball and women's basketball teams for the past 12 years, is leaving us and going to Mississippi State to be the voice of the Bulldogs football and men's basketball programs. And he will join us next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show with ABC 36's Alex Risen sitting in on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has everything you need for your car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, including professional window tinting. Don't settle for cheap film when you can have the best, starting at just $59. We have three full-time technicians ready to install your window tinting, 35% to as dark as a limousine. Don't wait for days just to be disappointed. Plus, we'll beat any sale price. You'll also save on thousands of accessories. Remote car starts, every brand of truck covers, including back and X-Tang tonneau covers, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories, leveling kits and lip kits, including BMW fifth wheel. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet price. It's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle Road. The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand-new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrott's Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Gaddytown is Lexington's family destination for food and summer fun. Enjoy our pizza, pasta, salad bar, and dessert buffet, and visit Gaddytown's huge indoor midway for bumper cars, carousel, and all your favorite arcade and video games. Paw Patrol characters Marshall the Fire Dog and Police Pup Chase are stopping by Friday evening, June 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. That's Friday, June 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. to visit and take pictures with Paw Patrol. Buffet purchase is required to enter Gaddytown, located on Nicholasville Road at Will Height Drive near Starbucks. Gaddytown, family food and fun.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Happy Father's Day. I may have to say that every single time we come back from break because it's just... it's just a great day for men out there who have committed to being dads.
Yeah.
It's our day to celebrate.
It's an all-dad show.
It is. Alex Risen, ABC 36 Sports Director, is filling in for Mary Jo Perino, who is with her dad in Minnesota this weekend. What a great daughter she is.
Fantastic,
fantastic,
I'm sure.
Fantastic. Well, our buddy Neil Price is taking a daughter of a Kentucky man down to Mississippi. He is headed to Stark, Vegas to become the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs football and men's basketball programs after 12 years as serving as UK baseball and UK women's basketball play-by-play announcer and done a fabulous job doing it. We're going to sorely miss him. He joins us now. Neil, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. How about yourself?
Great.
Excited. Great. Excited, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Very excited.
Now, Neil, when you got into this thing, what were your dreams and aspirations? How long does this go back? I mean, because I can tell you, I started in radio when I was 16 years old. And somewhere in high school there, around 14, 15, 16, they asked us to write a note of what you want to be doing in 20 years. What you see yourself, what your dream, what do you want to be fulfilled. Mine was play-by-play announcer for the Cubs. So mine goes deep. Are your aspirations and dreams that way, that deep? Do they go far that far back?
Yeah, I think seventh grade is the first time I really thought about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up in East Tennessee, and my dad and I were on a trip between Morristown and Newport, two little small towns in that third of the state, and we were listening to Tennessee football. It's just what you did on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing John Ward and just being captivated. And I thought, you know, this guy's got a pretty cool job. Yeah. And I started kind of working toward that. And, you know, from there it was doing public address announcing at the middle school games because I was not a great athlete. I played football for a little bit, but I wasn't a great basketball player. And all my friends were. So it was a way to kind of get to make the trips with them and hang out a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then from there we did something similar in high school. And I got my first job in radio at 15. At WCRK in Morristown, Tennessee, and did all the stuff that everybody does. You know, you ran the Sunday morning shift, and
yeah.
Then, you know, you worked your way into filling in maybe for a morning or afternoon drive when those guys were on vacation playing music, and you do news, and occasionally you do sports. And then I got to travel with the high school football guys and help out either setting up or tearing down. They might let me read the stats at halftime. And then
that's it. This is the path right here, folks.
Baseball. Yeah, and then doing high school baseball, and my break was, I happened to go to school with the junior college president's daughter, and she was a cheerleader. So Dr. Campbell came to all the games, and he heard me announcing games or whatever, and he said, you know, we could use somebody to do that at the college, and on top of that, we'd like to put the games on the radio. Well, I was working at the radio station at the time, so I could kind of go between those two places and facilitate that relationship. And I was in a spot at, you know, 18, 19 years old where I was doing a basketball doubleheader every night during the winter and had, you know, plenty of reps by the time that
yeah.
I got to Middle Tennessee and could step in there and do the women's games and some baseball. And then that job ultimately led to here. So that's a long answer. But, I mean, it started with something that simple. You're just riding down the road, and
yeah.
You hear this guy on the radio, and you think, man, that'd be cool.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So, ultimately, this is where you wanted to be, though, to be the voice of a Southeastern Conference football team, right, or men's yes. basketball.
Yes, and you know, a lot of people would say that they'd be happy to be the voice of a Division I program, and that certainly would have been true for me, but, you know, I always wanted to be in the Southeastern Conference,
yeah.
And that's what drew me to Kentucky in 2005 to do the job I've been doing, and it's what drew me to this, and I've told people this, too, over the last few days. The fact that it's in Starkville really excites me because it's one of a few places, and I mean very few, that I could have gone to and Beth and I could go to together, and we're not strangers. We know
yeah.
people. You know, it's like you have a network of friends and acquaintances that are already in place. Both of us grew up in small towns, so it feels like home to us in a lot of ways, even though we've never lived there a day. And the way that people have reached out from there, and for that fact, the outpouring of support and encouragement from people here in Lexington has been really, really overwhelming. Because you just go about your job and you never think about, you know, well, if anybody's paying attention, you hope they are,
yeah.
but you just never think about that thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, something like this happens, and so many people have been so kind, and it's just been really, really, it's been really fascinating. It really has.
Well, and John Cohen, obviously, one of the relationships that you already have down there, the former UK baseball coach, now the athletic director at Mississippi State. Can you just let us in a little bit of how those conversations went, just with the opening coming up and reaching out to him, or if he reached out to you, or how those conversations might have gone?
Well, I reached out to John first, and I think there was at least mutual interest there, but there's always a process, and if you're an athletic director, you know, I think you have to do due diligence, you know, to make sure that you get the best possible candidate for a job. So I'm a big fan of him doing the best thing that he could, just like if Mitch Barnhart had to do it here. Doing the absolute best that you can to find the best possible person for the job. And, you know, I'm glad that it was me this time around, you know, because I can tell you, I've been through enough of these to know that the odds are rarely ever in your favor. and all of a sudden, you know, I've been on the other end of them plenty of times. So I'm glad that it was our turn this time around. And the conversations were great. It was easy. There was no stress to it. It was good, just like talking to an old friend, you know. But one too who understood that he had to test the waters for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, Neil, are you a right fit kind of guy? I mean, do you think, okay, maybe I missed out on these other gigs that I put in for because this was in my future and just kind of waiting for me, and now this is the perfect job?
Oh, I'm absolutely a right fit kind of person. I mean, it's one of those deals where you just hope that you're in the right place at the right time. And yeah, I think there's an ultimate plan. I do, for everybody. And I'm a big fan of that notion that you've got right place, right time. And if it doesn't work out, the good Lord's got a reason that it didn't work out, you know? So, and after you do something like this and it does work, you receive a lot of clarity. And I'm thankful for that, for sure.
We're talking to the new voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Neil Price, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And Neil, listening to you, I can tell you that I can tell that you have had to picked up a few things from Vin Scully over the years, because just the way you tell some of the stories in baseball, how you do it, the pauses, I mean, it just... I could just tell that there's an influence there. Am I correct in that? And then who are some of maybe your other influences?
Well, I definitely think there's an influence there. And, you know, I'm a big fan of his, obviously, just like anybody else who appreciates baseball. If you're not, you know, you don't like the game, I don't think. I'm a big fan of his. Obviously, you know, John Ward was a guy who was a big part of me growing up, you know, because he was the guy I grew up listening to the most. And I think early there was probably a lot of just me copycatting him because I didn't know him better, you know. And then, you know, I think Tom's been great here and has taught me a lot of stuff.
Tom Leach, yeah.
And then, you know, a guy who doesn't get a lot of credit and probably flies under the radar, but that's influenced me more than anybody maybe here in town is a guy named Mike Dodson, you know. And Mike's not a broadcaster per se, but Mike is a guy that has produced a lot of games. And he's been great at teaching me how to think about how to put a broadcast together and how to, how to put it together, how to think about it as you go through the game, what's important, what do you tell people. So he certainly makes that list. And then Bob Kessler, who's the guy at Tennessee now, who kind of got me in the door. You know, I mean, he taught me how to be a pro. He taught me how to prepare. He taught me how to act and think and all of those things. So it takes a village, as they say. You know, I don't think anybody can do it on their own. You've got to have help. And obviously, you know, your family and your friends and even people who aren't in the business that just kind of supports you and reaffirm that you're doing the right thing. You know, so it takes all of those things to pull all of it together.
Yeah. Put you on the spot, Neil. Favorite call while at UK?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I've been asked the favorite moments question plenty of times, and I don't have a good answer for it, Alex, plain and simple. I think the moments are the championships. When you're talking about when, you know, baseball did it in six and the women's team did it, you know, and, the women's team did it, you know, earlier with that group with Dunlap and Amber and Carly Marshall. obviously this past baseball season, getting to that Super for the first time. That was a big deal. Yeah, I don't know that there's anything I can pick out, but those are two or three that come to mind pretty quick.
What about just memories of this, of being in the booth, the memories of just ones that'll stand out always? I know you said the championships, but I mean, my mind immediately goes to one that Kentucky didn't win, which was Kent State in Gary, Indiana.
I try not to think of that.
I mean, but that's one of those that'll just, I mean, that's going to live forever. I mean, you could tell your grandkids about that one.
Yeah, you could tell them about it, but they'd probably say, you stayed that long and didn't win the game, you know. But I think more than anything that happened for me on the air here, guys, I think the moments are with people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's not about anything we did on the air. It's about the stuff that happened while we were working before getting on the air, you know, or while we were traveling somewhere to do a game, or the dinners on Friday nights before Saturday football games on the road. I think it's stuff like that. You know, I mean, it's not, oh boy, listen to what I did. You know, it's not that. It's just having those shared experiences with people.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff I'll remember about being here, and it's the stuff I'll look forward to when we come back, is getting to see those same folks again.
Well, I can tell you for me, Neil, the most memorable thing I can remember is that you had control of me at one point during that Kent State game. I mean, I'm sitting there listening to it, and you're calling a ball that's headed to the warning track off the bat of Kentucky, which would have been hugely important. I think it would have won it, maybe. I can't remember the exact. It was just, it was one of those moments. And I am raised up out of my seat, hanging on every word. And then as that ball dies and doesn't make it over the fence, my body dies back down into the chair. And it's all based on nothing but the picture that you're painting. And time again, I have listened to you traveling wherever I am, trying to catch it. And I can tell you this also. I listen to a lot of different voices traveling around this state. And it was always nice to hear you on Friday nights, too, doing Clark County as well. Just the quality and the precision and the awareness of your audience has been spectacular.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I'm glad you bring up the Clark County stuff too, because Hayes McMakin, you know, gets a lot of credit in this. And Hayes is a guy who owns WKYN in Winchester and some other stations over toward the Gateway. And
yeah,
you know, he needed somebody, and it was another right place, right time. And keep in mind now, I haven't done a ton of football. That's the bulk of my football experience, is doing those Clark County High School games, and I'm thankful for that, certainly.
Yeah.
And it helped me. It absolutely helped me, you know, because it was, I got reps, and in this business, the reps are everything. So,
yeah.
You know, I enjoyed that. Hayes was great. Paul Columbia and those guys that were on staff at that time were fantastic, and the people in Winchester couldn't have been kinder. For, you know, the 7 years I did that. So those guys, you know, they deserve some credit in all this too, because they gave me an opportunity when I needed one.
Yeah.
And Paul Columbia back on staff now, which is also good.
Yeah.
He said, hey, listen, great guy. You'll not meet a better human being than Paul Columbia. He's a great guy.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding. No doubt about that. Well, Neil, absolutely best of luck to you. We'll be listening because these days it's not just dependent on where your location is with a radio signal. It's online. You can hear it anywhere. So we'll be listening to you and checking you out. Congrats on a remarkable run here as well. You've done phenomenal here. I think big shoes to fill for whoever steps in this position next. And I know you'll do wonderful down in Mississippi State. So thank you for joining us, taking time.
Hey, thank you guys. We appreciate it. It's a bittersweet time for us, but we're very excited about what lies ahead.
All right.
See you, Neil.
Neil Price.
See you guys.
Thank you very much. The new voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs football and men's basketball programs down in Starkville. And like I said, he will be sorely missed because his voice is so familiar to us, and he has done such a wonderful job painting the picture And with two sports that, unlike football and men's basketball, have several moments throughout the season when they are not something that you can watch. They're not televised. And there are plenty of people who don't have Watch ESPN and can't get online to watch those that are only online. So more so than any other sport at any other two sports at the University of Kentucky, baseball and women's basketball rely on the play-by-play announcer more so than any of the other sports. You've listened to him plenty, haven't you, Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you're...
You have to, like you said, because of the sports, especially if it's a road game.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it is going to be odd when women's basketball season rolls around and the voice is not Neil Price's calling the action. So, best of luck to Neil and his family. And when we continue here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, we will get into the Louisville situation. And we'll hear plenty from the press conference on Thursday. And then, of course, we've got a few other things to talk about as well. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We didn't do without. I went to school with some of these fellas. They had money and I...
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The following is an advertisement.
When we built ForThePeople.com, it was designed to be your consumer website, a place to go to learn about your legal rights. It was also built to protect you before an accident occurs. One of the most helpful parts of our site is warnings about unsafe drugs, products, and medical devices. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Right now, we're investigating, and in some cases, actually litigating cases involving some of these drugs you may be currently taking or have taken in the past, and likewise, certain medical devices. I invite you to visit ForThePeople.com now and from time to time to educate yourself and hopefully protect you and your family. This site was built for you, the consumer. And remember this, I'm not just a lawyer, I'm your lawyer. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an effort.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Do you find your life dreams seem out of reach? Do you need clarity in achieving your life goals? If so, join Mind Over Body Yoga and Pilates Healing Arts Studio for living your best self and achieving your dreams. Nationally acclaimed empowerment guide Janice Darrow will help you explore the importance of intuition and following your heart, recognizing the difference between emotion and intuition, and moving beyond emotions that may hold you back. Please join us, Laura, Melissa, and Beth at Mind Over Body, June 24 from 10 to 3. Register at mindoverbodystudio.com.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud.
Oh, you should know this song.
Just four people, that's all we were.
And we got to wait it out to the chorus. I mean,
we'd get together in a
point.
Family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in
there. Oh, yeah.
Singing.
What a great Father's Day song right there. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. Wonderful day. U.S. Open Sunday.
And a kid, did I get to say it?
Yes. You went to say next.
My boy.
Yes.
Justin Thomas. Lowest round ever at a U.S. Open.
St. Xavier grad. He is leading at 11 under. His 9 under yesterday was the lowest round in a U.S. Open. And Johnny Miller had held the record at 8 under. And Johnny Miller made sure to say, well, this is no U.S. Open that I recognize. I mean,
Johnny Miller being Johnny Miller.
Yeah. So many guys shooting low that, you know, this is the first time it's been over there at, was it
Aaron Hills?
Aaron Hills. And threw a little bit of shade. I mean, he does have a small point that, yes, there are a lot of guys going low. And more so than in historically happens in U.S. Open. But you could keep that to yourself. You do not have to say.
You go that low?
Yeah.
The bar's on the ground, though.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
He's limboing.
Classy folks just say, well, you know, records always fall. Justin Thomas is an excellent golfer. What a round he had. Hats off. That's it. Just do that, man.
Yeah.
Just do that. And then privately you can say to someone else, you know, over a beverage.
Asterix.
Yeah.
Jeez. Is it 73? Is that right?
I can't remember the exact year. When 73 sounds right. I just read it last night.
He went 8 under?
Mm-hmm. Big news this morning in NBA is that Philadelphia is going to pick number one. They traded with Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So Boston has Philly's pick at number three. Leads me to believe what? Maybe a Josh Jackson there?
For Boston? Whoever it is, you got to know.
Yeah, I mean, Philly is going to go for Markelle Fultz or De'Aaron Fox or Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, could be.
One of those three. I mean, you have to, the odds are one of those three.
I don't know. I mean, to me, what you're giving up, when you give up anything, this is a situation where you have to think, this is my franchise player, this is my guy, this is everything. Because anything extra that you give up, I mean, you have to be all in on whoever this guy is as a game changer, franchise changing player. I don't know if that is in this draft. That's my opinion.
Really? I don't think you could go wrong with any of those three, like Fox, Ball, or Fultz. Like, I know people, at least people I've talked to, say they haven't seen Fultz play a lot, but I would watch him. I would make it a point to watch him. And then on Saturday nights and stuff, or a Thursday night at 10 or 11 o'clock, if his game would come on, I would watch it. And he can do it all. He can, like in baseball, they say five-tool player. Well, Fultz is a passer, a shooter, a driver, a scorer. I mean, he can do it all outside of playing the post. I think he is a franchise-type guy. I think Fox has the potential to be a John Wall type.
I guess that's the thing. It's the draft. It's always potential. There's the promise of it. And I just, when you talk about giving up extra picks and extra stuff, and especially if you say you can't go wrong with any of them, then why are you trading up? That's my, you know, can you not get a guy?
Clearly they don't think that way.
That you're still happy with it. That's the thing. How much you have to put in to get a number one pick these days,
if
you don't win the lottery or in any of the sports. What you have to give up.
Yeah, if I'm Philly, I would have been fine at three. But
I'm good.
I think they probably believe Markelle Fultz is a cut above Ball and Fox. And he might be, really. I don't want to say anything negative about Fox that way, but
whoever it is,
Fox,
though.
Look, Fox didn't shoot it the way Fultz did. I mean, there's the knock on De'Aaron is that he needs to develop that shot. But Fultz is definitely not as quick.
Did you see the video of Fox shooting lights out?
Yeah.
Maybe he's throwing...
Yeah.
Maybe he's hearing that too. So here's my video of going unconscious.
And then, you know, do the Lakers want Fox at number two? Or do they want Lonzo Ball? They've gone out of their way, it seems like, to make sure everybody knows that Lonzo Ball has problems that they don't want to deal with or something. Not that his father, but his game's just not where it is, which tells me they're, you know, just playing the game. Misinformation at draft time
is, I mean, it's just one of those things that happens. If you don't see that, you should now. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Lonzo Ball in L.A. would give them what they want, I think. LaVar Ball, for all his asinine comments, is still a publicity hound. He just brings it for you.
I mean, in L.A., doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Exactly. It works in L.A. If he could be on Stephen A. Smith's show every other day, once a week, if Lonzo Ball goes to the Lakers. If Lonzo goes to Philly or Sacramento.
That's the real.
LaVar Ball kind of goes away. If Lonzo goes to L.A.,
Showtime, LaVar
Ball never quits. Yes. Showtime.
Lights, camera, action.
And Lonzo and has already done a great thing with Foot Locker, I think, by embracing that craziness of his father. I mean, that's great. Like yesterday, I went with my dad with some men from Tate's Creek Christian Church to a farm to go shooting. And my dad loves to shoot, but he was horrible yesterday. We were skeet shooting, and he was like 0-for-9 on pulls. And so I just made sure I embraced that. You know what I mean? Oh, my dad. Or my dad, he likes to talk a lot. So he'll talk your head off. So I just made a joke with him. He said some people we were talking to or hanging with were kind of quiet. Aren't they? They're kind of quiet, right? Like, well, if they can't say anything because you're always talking, then but yeah, they are. I mean, maybe they're not. But what I mean is you just embrace those things. He's your dad. He is who he is.
You're going to love him as long as he loves you. And that's,
right.
And he does.
And so that's kind of what Lonzo, because I saw somebody was saying, why would you praise that to the kids going on and saying, yeah, my dad's a jerk or whatever. I was just saying, that's my dad.
I know who he is.
Yeah, right. You're just embracing that. About
you don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
I know.
Right. He's not changing it. And then you're not denying the reality of it. You don't do that either. You can't like try to sugarcoat.
I get that it's off-putting to some people.
Right. Exactly.
Yep, a lot of people.
Exactly. But I still love him, and he still has my best interest in mind, whether that's the way it plays out or not. It is. So I think Lonzo Ball goes number two, really.
Ooh.
Sports Illustrated says they think Fox goes to the Lakers. CBSSports.com thinks Fox goes to the Lakers. NBA Draft Express thinks Fox goes to the Kings. That's the number five pick. NBADraft.net thinks Fox goes to the Kings at number five. But like Philly, L.A. is shopping their pick.
Exactly.
To see what could be out there for them. I guess D'Angelo Russell is not their answer there at point guard in L.A. So that's kind of where they're going. That's their mindset. I guess Josh Jackson is kind of in the mix for that top five area. Now, Malik Monk, it looks like 7-8. 8 to the Knicks is popular. That's a popular landing spot by the predictors of these things. Now, here is something interesting. Is Las Vegas put out betting odds on the draft. Total number of UK players taken in the first round. Over, under 2.5. So that means Bam.
Right.
Because Fox and Monk are going. That's two. Does Bam go in the top 30? Does he go in the first round? Now, all the projections say yes. Sports Illustrated, number 26. CBSSports.com, number 26. That's to the Portland Trailblazers. NBA Draft Express, number 19 to the Hawks.
Ugh.
NBADraft.net, number 22 to the Nets. So, if you wanted to place a wager on this and say that Bam goes in the first round and makes it over 2.5 players go in the first round from Kentucky, you would have to wager, or you would have to put up $350 to win $100. You would stand to lose $350 to win $100.
Vegas is usually pretty good at these things.
Yeah. Now, under 2.5, Bam does not go in the first round, you would win 290 for wagering 100. But it's the over all day. I mean, if I was going, I'm not going to bet it. But if I would put like $500 or something on it. I would take whatever I had.
My boy Bam is going.
And
right?
Put this on it. Yeah, Bam's going in the first round. That is happening.
And then you're sitting there in the 20s going, somebody take him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Daddy's got a half a thousand on this.
It makes you, you're up at 11 p.m., you know.
It's yours.
Paying attention, sweating. It makes the draft a lot more interesting, no doubt. Right before we take a break, one more thing here on De'Aaron Fox is, you know, he had an interview with Sam Mitchell on NBA TV. You look for that. But he told SI.com's Andrew Sharp that UK's basketball dorm is not as good as it could be and that several other schools have made recent upgrades. And this was kind of this guy, Andrew Sharp, for SI, was kind of coming at him like, man, I bet the place is awesome. I can't imagine what the dorms are like. And he's like, actually, the dorms aren't. They're not that great.
Because that's the perception. People always try to play into this. Oh, you go to Kentucky. It's that you have the best of everything, if not
gold standard,
right? Yeah,
the gold standard. Which, if you go to Rupp Arena and see what they have at Rupp Arena, their locker room at Rupp Arena, their shower facility. I mean, the shower facility in that area, it's a spa. I mean, it is absolutely a spa.
The tour,
yeah,
that you went on.
There is a hot tub and a cold tub that are very nice. It's all enclosed in stone. The shower stalls. My wingspan
made for basketball players
would fit. Yes, my wingspan would fit in the shower stall, end to end. Yeah, it's spa quality. There's no doubt about it. Joe Kraft Center is nice. They say it needs some upgrades now,
and it's getting it.
Yeah, it's going to get it. But when it came to the basketball dorms, I can remember the stuff like we can't have a bed long enough for a 7-footer because it's seen as a benefit. Because
extra benefit that a human being could actually fit on it.
Right. It's yeah. Not the same thing that every other student who goes to UK and stays in the dorms would get. So because of that, it's a benefit, which is stupid because they're basketball players.
Yes. The 7-foot kid
yes.
might want a bed that he can fit on.
Right. Genetics determined. So if you have, I mean, UK could make a rule if they wanted to throughout campus that at any students 6'8", 6'9", or above,
can
something
request.
Like that, can request one and we'll give you one. But if you have to be, God has had to have made you 6'7", 6'8", for us to give you the extra benefit of a comfortable bed. So that kind of thing, that the dorms, basically, the dorm rooms could not be any better than the other students on campus because it would be an extra benefit. So that was what they were operating on when they built the new Wildcat Coal Lodge.
Which is not that old.
No, not at all. But you remember, you know, this came up with Trey Young. His mother said UK had the worst dorms of all the schools, said the sink was in the bedroom, called it an old school dorm room.
Yeah.
Trey Young agreed with all that. Now, we remember Calipari, around this time, spoke to that. He said the lodge was built the way it was built because the NCAA told us 1,000 times, told us no. And then Taj Mahals were built, and they said, well, those are fine, though. We were told no. Believe me, I was in the middle of it. So now we have to go, and he said, Joe Kraft doesn't want to hear that the lodge isn't this and that. We built what they had allowed us to build, and so we'll probably have to go through that again. So expect upgrades, big-time upgrades, to the dorms.
It is just, it's silly, and it keeps going back. I mean, it's not just that. It was the, I mean, speaking to that, it's the, they couldn't have, what, orange juice, right?
Because
mm-hmm. they do have, like, the cafeteria, you know, yeah. like the, and you're not allowed to take it to your room. So they could only drink the orange juice downstairs.
Right, at the tables, yeah, in that area.
This is ridiculous.
It is. The NCAA is ridiculous. I mean, they.
And we'll speak about that. Because we're going to talk about the U of L stuff.
The U of L stuff, we just have to get into.
To further prove.
That yeah, we just have to get into all of it because so much of it. And we'll do that next. And by the way, coming up at 10:40, We will talk to the newest member of the ABC 36 sports team, Brian Kennedy. He's going to join us. He covered the baseball state championship yesterday.
Good one.
At Whitaker Bank Ballpark. Was a good one. PRP wins its sixth state title. And so we will talk to Brian Kennedy about that at 10:40. But brace yourselves. I'm telling you, we're getting and going in on Louisville, all that stuff, and analyzing it and hearing from the parties involved. Next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show with ABC 36 Sports Director Alex Risen filling in for Mary Jo here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
He breathed hell so hot that you could feel the heat. Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at Edmund Watts Golf Shops and pick up Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. They'll provide total performance for all golfers with distance, spin control, and feel, working together to deliver the performance you need on every shot. Whether you choose the total performance of the V or the X, you're making the best choice for your game. Buy Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X with confidence at Edmund Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
I really wish I could find a lunch spot that had authentic Mediterranean food.
Not impossible at all. Skewers on West Tiverton Way serves authentic Mediterranean food with a ton of options to choose from, including vegetarian.
Like what?
Salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and a lot more. And all their dips, soups, and desserts are homemade.
Sounds like a great place, but I don't have a lot of time for lunch.
No worries. You can order ahead by phone or online at www.skewerslexington.com.
Great. Skewers for lunch it is then.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So what do we got here? Is this Daddy Won't Sell the Farm? Yeah. Our boys, Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry. Yeah. That's Jessamine County and Fayette County coming together for some sweet country music.
And Daddy gets calls from the mini malls when they're downwind from his halls.
Well, Lexington is full of farms that have been sold. Hamburg and now the Summit.
They will sell now.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day. Again, over and over to everyone out there. Now, not the greatest weekend for Louisville basketball. 4 years probation, during which U of L has to put in its media guide and on its website a description of why it got in trouble.
Woohoo!
So, yeah. So, well, I think though it can't ignore it. It can't just act like it has to. It has to be there. It's a constant reminder that it's there. Reduction in scholarships by 4 over the course of probation. So they can do 2 this year, 2 next year, or they can do 1 each year, which is most likely what they'll do. Recruiting restrictions, including prospects prohibited from staying overnight on campus during unofficial visits. And the recruits must be informed in writing that the school is on probation and detail why. Now, again, they already know, but Louisville has to make sure that it's in writing explaining. And, I mean, the word sex acts or prostitution or striptease or those kind of words will have to be included.
So that who's drafting it? Who's drafting the letter? Who's drafting the verbiage that's online?
Chuck Smirt.
Yeah,
I would think. He's the guy.
It should be drafted by the NCAA.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Using the words that you
here's
stated.
Here's what you have to.
Exactly.
Here's what you have to put up. Well, then Pitino is suspended for the first 5 games of ACC play, and he cannot participate in practice, video study, team meetings. He can't be at the games. He's had no contact with players or coaches during those five games.
Which apparently is fine because he apparently had no contact anyway and didn't know of anything. So I guess that's right up his alley.
And then, of course, vacating the basketball records from games that included ineligible athletes from 2010 to 2014, including the Final Four in 2012 and the National Championship in 2013. It's 108 regular season games, and it's 15 NCAA tournament games.
And that I saw the stat from somebody. They dropped down from, what, top 10 to out of the top 25?
Yeah, and Calipari would pass Patino for wins. I believe I looked that up and did the numbers on that. I think Patino's at 770, and Calipari's at 6...
I'd have to go back and look.
6-something, 660, 670, 680, something like that. Or maybe 650, but I think when I looked at it briefly, I just looked and kind of did a quick subtraction. And I didn't tweet it because I didn't want to hear people say, well, is that Calipari's wins with Memphis or without the Memphis? Or with Massachusetts wins or without the Massachusetts? You know, because people would say, of course. So I didn't make a big deal out of it. So the biggest thing here to me is, and this is the biggest thing to Louisville too, is that it charges Patino with a failure to monitor the program. It's on him. And remember when Calipari had Patino on his CalCast, you know, he mentioned something to him before or said something before like, you know, kind of a tough deal when they say that you're responsible for everything, isn't it? You know, kind of like, that's kind of tough when they say that I was responsible for Derrick Rose not taking his test.
Marcus Camby.
Yeah, or I was responsible for
me.
Marcus. Yeah.
It's my fault.
Right. It's tough. Now, of course, Calipari didn't get, he wasn't mentioned. He didn't get in trouble for any of that. None of the blame fell on him for Derrick Rose or Marcus Camby. And that's what Patino was hoping for. That's what they expected, as a matter of fact. Chuck Smert, Tom Jurich, they all expected for Patino to be left out. That he couldn't have known, he didn't know, and that's that. Quite the opposite, and that's why they're upset. And we're going to get into how they responded to that coming up next year on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
They say lightning never strikes the same spot twice, but it might strike once in the right spot to cause twice the damage. Like striking that big tree in your yard, which falls into your garage and then sends your power tools raining down on top of your car. AAA knows that in emergencies like these, you want insurance that deals with all the damage in a single, simple way. That's why when you have both auto and home insurance from AAA, if this were to happen, you'd only pay one deductible to cover double the damage. One event, one deductible. Simple. Because when something that doesn't often happen happens, you need something that will always happen. A quick and helpful response from AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn about the benefits of bundling your auto and home insurance.
Palmer Tires is your complete auto service center. From oil changes to motor changes, they do it all. Palmer Tires has been here for 36 years with great tire brands like Cooper, Bridgestone, and Firestone. Come in now for 6 months interest-free on all purchases and repairs at Palmer Tires. Palmer Tires, 305 Southland Drive. Call 859-277-6111 or at palmertire.com.
What do you need?
Cash!
When do you want it?
Now!
Ideal Exchange Pond, where we'll give you an ideal deal or quick cash now. Now buying and selling jewelry, video gaming, tools, electronics, musical instruments, and much more. Buy, sell, or get a quick loan. Get whatever you need, whenever you need it now at Ideal Exchange Pond. Privately owned and operated on East New Circle next to National Workwear. Call us at 523-POND or visit us on the web at idealexchangepond.com.
Save a life at a Kentucky Blood Center mobile blood drive or donor center. You may be the only match for a Kentucky patient's unique need. Live local.
Give local with Kentucky Blood Center. Visit kybloodcenter.org for details.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. Ricky Fowler remains in contention for his first golf major championship. Fowler, two strokes back of U.S. Open leader Brian Harman. Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and Thomas Fleetwood are one off the lead. There's one key for Fowler to pull off the win today, according to ESPN's Andy North.
He's got to go out and hit a lot of quality shots. We've seen Ricky Fowler play some really great golf in Open championships. We've seen him contend in every single major. His putting is very, very good. He's number three in putting so far this week. He's made a ton of 6, 8, 10 footers, and those are the kind of putts you're going to have to make today with the wind blowing. You're going to have a ton of those, and that's what winning the Open's about. It usually comes down to players making those 6-foot par putts.
Andy North, the Celtics and 76ers set to swap picks in Thursday's NBA draft. The teams agreed in principle on a trade. Philadelphia will acquire the number one overall selection. Sources told ESPN Boston will receive at least one additional first-round pick in the deal, which will be finalized tomorrow. On top of its number three overall pick this year, Philadelphia sending the 2018 first-rounder it owns via the Lakers to the Celtics. The Sixers are expected to take point guard Markelle Fultz at number one Thursday night. He worked out for Philadelphia last night. For more on this trade, the upcoming draft, and free agency, tune into NBA Lockdown Insiders with ESPN's Amin El-Hassan, Brian Windhorst, and 10-year NBA veteran Ryan Hollins from 5 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Baseball: Yankees today expected to activate closer Aroldis Chapman from the disabled list. He was out for more than a month with inflammation in his left rotator cuff.
The fight that everyone was hoping for is finally going to happen. So how do those in the boxing world feel about the fight? We'll talk to promoter Bob Arum when he joins Mike and Mike Monday morning at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand-new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrott's Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
As a mom, I'm always looking for affordable family fun. I recommend the Lexington Legends. They play today at 2:05. Get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
ABC 36 is Alex Ryzen sitting in for Mary Jo Perino this morning on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Was it Holly Dunn? Yeah. Trying to play Father's Day songs. There's plenty of them. I'm waiting for, my two favorites are Conway Twitty's That's My Job and George Strait's A Love Without End, Amen. Those are my two favorite Father's Day songs. They will make you cry.
Are you a Craig Campbell family man?
Craig Campbell.
I drive a buy here, pay here truck. Calluses on my hands. That one. It's fairly. It's a. Isn't it a little newer?
Yeah, it's a newer
It's a little newer.
That's why.
Man, Dan, any
old school country. I am better. I am more caught up on hip hop.
Okay.
That's come out recently.
Well, I remember a couple of CDs in the country in the SUV there.
New country, unless it is sung by Chris Stapleton or Sturgill Simpson, I am not aware of it.
Fair enough. Like, it's not super new, but it's newer.
Like, the Predators game 7 or game 6 it was.
Oh, Luke and they Bryan. Had
Luke Bryan right. on the rooftop singing, and they made us sit through the whole thing to start the broadcast.
It was almost as long as sitting in the traffic that you had to deal with when he came to Lexington, right?
Gosh.
That debacle.
Well, it started out with Vince Gill having the microphone. I'm like, ooh. All right, we're off to a good start. And then they threw it to Luke Bryan. I'm like, yeah.
But why?
Oh. All right, let's get into Louisville here. So here was what they said. Here is what the NCAA said that they believe this is the case. This is what they're saying. That Patino hired McGee and placed him in Minardi Hall to make sure it was run properly and watch for any potential NCAA violations. The panel noted that the head coach essentially placed a peer of the student athletes in a position of authority over them and visiting prospects, and assumed that all would behave appropriately in an environment that was, for all practical purposes, a basketball dorm. So he's saying, like, essentially, McGee was an RA in the residence hall for the basketball dorm, and he's not that far removed from having been a player. So to put that kind of trust in him.
A player for Patino.
That's your red flag. That's what they're saying. Because they all keep coming back to the red flag and all this stuff. Well, they're saying, Patino, look, problem number one is you put this dude in charge of the basketball dorm, and you expected him to monitor everything. So Patino admittedly had no contact with prospects after 10 p.m. until the next morning. Nor did his assistants. And this arrangement played a role in creating a location where the former operations director's activities went undetected. So, again, you placed your trust in McGee. McGee knows that you're not going to be there after 10 o'clock at night, nor are your assistant coaches going to be there. So that's problem number two with what you did by having McGee be in charge. So McGee arranged adult entertainment and or sex acts for 15 prospects. 3 enrolled student athletes, a friend visiting one of the prospects, and 2 non-scholastic coaches. At least 7 and perhaps as many as 10 of the 15 prospects were under the age of 18 at the time. Can you grasp the severity of this? Can you grasp the culture that was there? Can you grasp why this is such a big deal? That's part of it right there. Minors. The head coach failed to monitor the former operations director when he created the residential environment in which the violations occurred and trusted the former operations director to follow the rules and delegated monitoring of the former operations director to his assistant coaches without appropriate oversight. So when asked during the investigation, the assistant coaches were unaware of this responsibility. Patino said it was his assistant's job to monitor McGee. His assistants told the NCAA, that's news to us. Patino, during the press conference Thursday, said that's absolutely not true. So he said the NCAA is lying about that part.
Yeah, get the transcript.
Yeah. I mean, to say, hey, look, yeah, it wasn't my job to look after McGee. That's what I have assistants for.
I didn't fail to monitor.
Right. And the assistants were like, oh, he didn't tell us. We didn't know that.
We're at least certainly not directly.
Yeah. Wasn't up to us that we know. All right, so McGee, he didn't cooperate with the investigation at all. He refused to be interviewed or provide requested records to the NCAA. And a former U of L assistant. Here we go. Here is where you can't just say it's all McGee. A former U of L assistant also failed to fully cooperate with the investigation by refusing to provide requested phone records that could have helped NCAA determine if the former assistant was involved in an incident after McGee had taken a new job elsewhere. So this stuff went on after McGee, according to Katina Powell, and the investigation was trying to get to the bottom of that, and one of the U of L assistants said, nah, you ain't getting none out of me. Because they don't have the power of subpoena, so you have to volunteer that. So here was Louisville's response to all this on Thursday. You know, these penalties of you're going to have to take down the banner. You're going to have to vacate those wins. You can't have Pitino coach in the first five games of the ACC. Your coach, Pitino, failed to monitor Greg Postel, the interim president, AD Tom Jurich, Pitino and Chuck Smert, the former NCAA enforcement director that UNL brought in to deal with all of this. All of them cried that this punishment was way too severe. Way too severe. So here is Postel, his comment.
We had an opportunity to tell our story and to discuss steps that had been taken to prevent a matter such as this from ever taking place again. We anticipated the possibility that there would be additional penalties. However, the results that we received today outline a set of penalties that we consider excessive and beyond what would be seen, in our opinion, in a case such as this. There has been a heavy toll on the community, our fans, and on players who played no part in the activities which took place. And so because of this, it is our intent to appeal the penalties.
And now here's Pitino. That was interim president Greg Postel, or Postel, I don't know.
Not only is it unjust, unfair, over the top severe, but I've lost a lot of faith in the NCAA and everything I've stood for the last 35 years with what they just did.
So he's lost faith in the NCAA now. Before, he had faith in the NCAA. Now he doesn't. Yeah. All right, here, Pitino again.
Over the top. It's to the point where it's not even conceivable what I just read. It's not even conceivable, believable. So we have to just put all our trust and faith that this is that the appeals will do the right things in arguing our case, because we presented a very strong case.
Okay, what was that case? What was the case?
Well, I'm sorry, I just keep kind of laughing in my head when he says this is not conceivable what we read. I was like, well, I know.
Yeah.
Right? But for a different reason. Like, I'm thinking, yeah, it's inconceivable that you would have prostitutes for 15 different... But anyway,
right.
We digress. Go ahead.
So the case they made was, how was Pitino supposed to know? How was he supposed to know this? Where is the red flag?
Were they questioned about a red flag, the enforcement committee? What was the red flag that you wanted him to see? Because it was not out on social media. Nobody, players on my team were questioned, and they said they had no knowledge of it. And then they expected this one part from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning, we did not monitor. I wish I could stay up that late at 64, but I cannot.
Come on.
You know, I just feel we are devastated by the news. We are, all of us are. But that being said, moving forward, we believe we will win the appeal because it's right and it's just.
How can you even sit there and use the words right and just in this situation? So here he continues and he gives why. This is his reason why the NCAA messed up.
All the security people never saw anything. All the managers never saw anything. And where the committee got it wrong is they thought this was a big fraternity, and it's not. It's not at all. This was hidden at the hours of the morning that nobody could possibly find out about. So with that being said, we are embarrassed about what went on, and we're extremely contrite what went on. But that doesn't, one person does not determine the worth of what we're all about as a program.
I mean, So the argument is, okay, how could we possibly know about this? It wasn't on social media. It wasn't this big fraternity where they all knew about it, and like the Baylor situation. Those guys have video evidence on phones that they passed around.
And that's not the case here.
That's not the case here.
So how would we have seen it? How would we have known?
The NCAA says, you know, one way you should have known is that because you put McGee in charge, you should have searched out better. You should have done a better job to monitor. Because because you put McGee in charge, because of those reasons they stated about who McGee is, that you cannot trust him with all of that responsibility. It's too much. So you failed to monitor. And he's like, how was I supposed to know? That's why, right there. That's how you were supposed to know, is by doing more to find out. All right, so that's one. They're saying, how could they have known? Number two, the reason this is too severe is they did exactly what the NCAA asked. Here's Tom Jurich, the athletic director.
I thought we did everything above and beyond when we found out about this incident. I think my greatest disappointment is with the organization itself, because we followed their guidelines to a T, even exceeded them in most positions. We were overly aggressive in penalizing ourselves. We wanted to make sure that they knew that we would take this very, very seriously and be very, very responsible, not only as an athletic department, but as a university and a community. And I think we did all those things.
So they're saying, because we did what the NCAA asked, the NCAA recommended we do this, this, and this to help ease the severity of the penalty. They were saying we were misled. We were led to believe we do all these things and we'll be cool. Like there won't even be anything else. They'll come back and say, you did everything we asked. You self-imposed. You reduced scholarships. You put some things in place. Good job, Louisville. You know, Patino, sit out the first two games of the season. Bang.
Done.
Yeah. We have faith in the NCAA that they did the right thing. Good job. No. George is saying, we did everything. And you did this? Oh, we're coming back strong. We're not going to stand for this. And then here is part three. Number one is Patino did not fail to monitor, by the way. No. They're saying, no. He couldn't have known. How could he have known? Number two, we did everything the NCAA asked. And number three, the monetary value of the impermissible benefit was modest. Chuck Smert here.
We also said that if you look at the value of these benefits compared with other cases, that we believe the value of the benefits should be the basis for the penalty. Dr. Cartwright talked more about the nature of the violations than the value of the benefits today.
Yes.
How can you even argue this if you're Louisville?
What are you talking about? This, I mean, I get it from a like a legal right. If you're a lawyer and it's legalese, and so you're just trying to get the best deal, right?
Yeah.
But you can't argue the nature versus the monetary value.
They are arguing that what was spent on the impermissible benefit is more important than the nature of what the impermissible benefit detailed.
The nature's the problem here.
That is the entire problem. That is everything.
But you guys have missed it.
Look, you can understand and wrap your head around a college kid playing for a program or trying to get him to a program that you dangle some money out there to get him to come.
Maybe a car.
That is, yes, that is historically something that has happened time and time again. It's happened to UK. I mean,
a Marcus Camby situation. Money goes through back channels, funnels.
Yes.
Okay.
Reggie Bush.
Any of them. Yeah. I mean, just name the guy.
You understand these things. This is not the way to argue that. So let's go back to the second thing. That U of L did everything NCAA recommended, like self-imposed postseason ban. Here's Patino.
We sat down and made some very tough decisions a year ago in imposing those penalties, and it did severely hurt our program.
It severely hurt your program. It severely hurt the program. Okay, here's Patino again.
We've had the best recruiting class I've had in 16 years this year.
Right.
Probably going to have even a better one next year. I don't think the parents believe in any of that.
It severely hurt our program. I've got the best recruiting class I've had in 16 years. Because, which is it?
Because I'm awesome.
Which is it? You made it to the ACC championship game and lost to Duke. And the second round of the NCAA tournament, you lost to Michigan. That was this year. And they had a good season when they announced they would self-impose the postseason ban. And now they have the best recruiting class in 16 years? So, clearly, it did not hurt them that badly. I think that's what the NCAA is also thinking here, is we can't have them have done what they did and that be it. Because they have moved right along, and Patino has the best recruiting class he's had in 16 years, and next year's maybe even better.
Then how about not play?
Any games.
And allow the kids to transfer wherever else they want to go, right? No penal, you know, no penalizing the players in that sense. I mean, yeah, you wanted to go to U of L or whatever. Hey, look, this is not a this program needs a restart.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
But it's not happening. That's the thing,
there's no
right?
reason. Like that, no way that they would do that. And they wouldn't even do what they did to UK.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
When Patino was here and took over, it was a two-year postseason ban. And for that first year, it was no television.
What?
No television.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where are the real penalties that can actually hurt somebody? The pocketbook and real scholarship reduction. Four over 4 years? That's an average of one a year. Patino's got his best class of all time, basically, right? That's what he's...
That, to me, is the
so
most...
So take all the scholarships away and see how many kids want to come.
The two most ridiculous statements were the ones Chuck Smart made about the monetary value, not the nature, and this one that he's got the best recruiting class he's had in 16 years. I mean, that just... Which followed, in real time, I think we're talking about a 2 to 3 minute span in which he said, we made the difficult decision last year that hurt our program, and that I've got the best recruiting class I've had in 16 years. It didn't hurt the program, Rick. It hurt the kids that you brought to the program who weren't allowed to play in the postseason as seniors.
Yeah.
That's who it hurts.
Which was unfair, in my take.
And the one kid who transferred specifically to go to the postseason.
Exactly. I came here to play in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
That's and because of stuff happened when I wasn't here, I'm right. to blame.
That's who it hurt. It did not hurt the program. You have the best recruiting class you've had in 16 years.
And it didn't hurt the coach.
It didn't hurt the coach.
Five ACC games?
It hurt the seniors on your basketball team and the players that had nothing to do with this. That's who it hurt. All right, we're going to take a break. And we're going to get into the use of the word contrite, what it means, and why it doesn't apply in this situation. We'll do that next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show with ABC 36's Alex Risen filling in for Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. And stood there on those trembling knees, waited for the worst.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
You can look at it one of two ways. If you're LeBron James, you can look at it as the biggest obstacle he's ever had to overcome or the greatest opportunity he's ever going to get.
True.
Because beating this team, if you're looking for a ticket to that level of immortality, I don't think it's a knock to say you listen to what people say about whether you're the greatest of all time or not. You beat these guys. You beat a team that won 73 games a year ago and then added Kevin Durant. That's about as good on the resume as you can have.
Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 13.
Hamburger isn't as good as a juicy steak.
Watching a movie on a cell phone isn't as good as seeing it on the big screen.
Sleeping on the floor isn't as good as sleeping in a comfy bed.
Nothing is as good as fresh bread straight out of the oven. Mmm.
Same holds true for spray-on bed liners. This is Brenda Satterwhite with my sons Jeremy and Justin from Linex of Kentucky.
Nothing is as good as Linex.
Hashtag often imitated, never duplicated.
Competitors may claim that their product is as good as Linex.
But it ain't so. Linex spray-on bed liners are applied after extensive preparation, and our multi-point quality check inspection can't be beat.
Linex spray-on bed liners are guaranteed not to crack, bubble, or flake for as long as you own your vehicle.
And every liner is backed with a nationwide warranty.
You wouldn't settle for imitation cheese. Don't settle for a as-good-as liner someplace else.
Linex it at Linex of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville Big Used Car Store.
When state and federal financial aid just aren't enough to cover the full cost of college tuition, many Kentucky families turn to private or alternative loans to make up the difference. Be advised that some private lenders charge higher interest rates than the federal student loan, and some require you to have a cosigner or for your college to certify that you need the loan. So shop around. Compare the loans of various private lenders to find the best deal possible. It's the Financial Aid Tip of the Month from the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Does anyone else sing Father's Day songs? Just country musicians, right? That's it.
It certainly appears that way.
I mean, there is no Madonna, Papa Don't Preach. Brad was gonna. He wants to play George Michael's father figure.
Forewent that one.
Yeah, I hope we don't hear that one. Happy Father's Day, everyone. To continue along with Louisville, Patino repeatedly used the word contrite, definition of which is filled with a sense of guilt and the desire for atonement. Penitent. So what's the atonement? The postseason ban followed by his best recruiting class in 16 years at Louisville? Is that atonement? Because these penalties are above their threshold of contrition. Stepping down as coach, that would be contrite, right? Now, that doesn't suit Patino either.
You know, it'd be very easy for me to sit up here, and I'd be lying to you if I didn't ponder and say, man, you're 64. Why? I'll finish it, but with this story. I once saw Jimmy Valvano, and this was way before he got sick. And I recommended him for a pro job, and he was going through some tough times at NC State. And then I saw him later on, and when he was just about getting sick, I said, Jim, how you feeling? He said, you know, the NCAA investigation broke down my immune system. And I always thought about that, and I asked Bobby if that was true, if that I remember it the right way, and he said, yes. And believe it or not, it can tear you apart. Inside and out. That 11-hour meeting, besides everything else, can kill you inside because you know what you stand for and what you believe in. So what do you do? Do you say, let me pack it in, like this gentleman alluded to? Let me do something else in life? Let me go. Leaders lead. I plan on staying here and winning multiple championships, not just one. I plan on going to multiple Final Fours, not just one. And that's what leaders do. They lead the players they're coaching. They ask for forgiveness for what happened, for one of your employees did. You were extremely contrite. I know the committee was sickened by it, but so are we. But we did not deserve what they gave us, and that's the bottom line. They made a very large mistake, and our faith has to be put in the hands of the committee going forward of appeals. Because we are just as disappointed in what went on as the committee was. But we did not deserve any of this at all. And we will fight every single bit to the end, and we will move forward because that's what leaders do.
So many pieces to that, Alex.
Yeah. First of all, you're right. You didn't deserve that. You deserve much worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
For starters.
How about the NCAA made Jim Valvano too weak to fight cancer? and the NCAA killed Jimmy V.
Basically, his conclusion. In summary.
But Patino is tougher than Jimmy V?
Well, he's going to fight it.
Is that... Yeah, but it didn't break down Patino's immune system, right? So you're a leader and you're going to lead.
Were you leading when you did that thing in the restaurant with that lady and then paid for an abortion? Was that maybe how Andre McGee thought leaders should lead?
Not a good example.
I mean, I know that's harsh, right? But that if you would acknowledge that, if you would acknowledge that you are a flawed human being and that it's possible
in the wrong and did wrong stuff, please don't do this stuff.
Right.
Don't be like that.
Where is the contrite? Where is the right and the just and the, you know, you just can't sit there and say we didn't deserve any of this. The appeals committee will do what's right and just. Leaders lead. So
it's the poster board book stuff, right?
You've just,
without really acknowledging why this has happened or the case, that's something you would say after, you know, like, yeah, rah, rah, right? Like, we're going to go get them.
Yeah.
But not after, no. No, you have to acknowledge this situation. This is different. This isn't a rah, rah.
It's just so bad the way it comes out. If you don't agree with this, approach it differently. Approach the I don't agree differently. We do think these penalties are too severe. Yes, what we did and we're responsible for was horrible. But we believe we could not have known. Okay? I
because
that
we
argument.
Would have stopped it. Yeah. We would, right?
Right.
I get we that. We wouldn't argument. Have allowed this. We would have stopped it. Of course we would have.
But you can't argue that the monetary value is of more importance
than the nature of what you're doing.
Right. And to continue to say a contrite, contrite, contrite. What's the atonement? The atonement is that you gave yourself a one-season postseason ban. That's what they're saying, basically. We did that. Leave us alone. My gosh, what else do you want from us?
Yeah.
My goodness.
What can we give you?
Your solution would be what?
Oh, my personal take?
Well, you're the NCAA.
Oh.
Penalize Louisville.
Oh, man. This,
you already damn. Said you would make them stop playing
I don't have
season,
enough time.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, there should be some sort of actual penalty. Patino gone.
Yeah.
Off the bat, for starters. You fail to monitor, and you are at fault, then why are you still there?
I agree with this 100%.
You can't say it's failure to monitor, and I mean, the word failure, right? I mean, if...
You think that stuff's too severe? I wouldn't even take down the banners and all that.
Because what's the point of the banner? Again, Michigan doesn't win the title, correct? Like, if the banner comes down and they vacate it, they're not forfeiting the title.
No.
Correct? It's just... It's like it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
There's no champion for 2013.
So give back all the money that the network
Boom.
You can't just say... You know what I mean? Like, that is one of the dumbest penalties of all time. And they just continue to do it. It's one of the stupidest things they do. Stop doing it.
Yeah.
Just quit doing that.
It's pointless. It really is.
It is.
Hit them where it hurts. Hit U of L in the pocketbook.
Look, we
hit them with scholarship deductions.
We watched Louisville win the championship.
It happened.
We saw Kentucky beat Louisville in the Final Four on the way to the championship. Yeah. Just like we watched Kansas come back against Memphis in the championship. These things happen. Don't act like it never
you're
happened.
Creating more work. Yeah, you're just creating more work for the poor folks over at UK that now have to go back and change the all-time record against U of L.
Yeah.
I feel for you guys, by the way.
The way you penalize a program for things that happened in the past
is ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Right.
Take the coach. Here's a crazy one. What about a penalty against Tom Jurich?
The athletic director.
If Patino failures to monitor, then doesn't Jurich also fail to monitor
you can
his
make
programs?
That you could make that argument. But I think the penalty that should be in place here is that you remove the head coach, you remove any assistant coaches who were on staff at the time. Obviously, McGee is gone. Anyone associated with it at that time. You remove
and they all get
the security
the show
guards
calls.
That
they
were
all,
working at Minority Hall.
They all get show calls. Or so, you know, that you can't operate in any level of the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. I mean, you can't go get the smallest NCAA college job doing anything.
Yeah. You're looking at high school
Make it
NAIA,
really hard.
JUCO. Yeah. That's the example you need to make. I agree. The example of taking down a banner.
Four scholarships a year. Whoa, right?
Yeah, that would be something else.
Can you still get your best recruiting class in 16? I'm just saying. I mean, now it's more difficult, right?
Yeah.
And you're not punishing because the future players know, right? So, okay, I know there's a postseason ban, or I know the head coach, you know, so I know stuff that's going on, so I can choose not to go there. I don't like hurting current players. It makes no sense.
Right.
We talked about that already.
Look, if you failed to monitor, if that's what they're charging, they are charging failure to monitor. So, at the least, I think you can say that because Patino couldn't know, there were no red flags, there was no way of knowing, I think the argument is, well, then you're not doing a very good job. Now, George said the same thing, no red flags. It wasn't on social media. I mean, what do you want? A red flag is pretty bright. You don't need a red flag in this situation. Something subtle would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, a purple flag, a off-color gray.
You don't need the smoking gun if there was a gun.
You just needed...
Just find the gun.
You just needed to periodically check on what's going on. You needed more checks and balances.
Well, wasn't there one of the coaches at some time said during practice, you guys practiced so poorly because you had strippers in there last night?
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Wasn't that part of... I thought that was part of... It was an offhanded comment that one of the former players made that said, yeah, one time, so-and-so said...
Yeah. I think...
Now, is that just an offhand, you know, like a coach would say, oh, I know, just... Or did he know?
I think there's a mentality about how Patino sees doing things, which is, I don't care what you do off the court, just don't let it affect things on the court. You know what I mean? You have the freedom to act the way you want, but don't let it affect the team. So don't get arrested. Don't get into some trouble. Don't do something that's going to make you practice poorly. Don't affect the team. But other than that, you know, do your thing. Because Patino does his thing. He is the way he lives his life. I believe that's kind of why this happened, is that, look, they're in the dorm. They're going to be who they're going to be. I don't need to check up on that thing.
And again, what's the point of the university will provide a written report containing the games impacted by the NCAA, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, why can't the NCAA just say, these are the games you're vacating, and this is, you know, this is it?
I don't get that part either.
It's so silly. Well, we've identified the players, technically, but you also need to identify in which games they actually played in. But you have that information already. And you can access that. I just don't get it.
Yeah, why? Box scores are public record. They're online.
They're claiming, well, it's just our common practice. Well, yeah, and that's the problem. Your organization is flawed.
Yeah, that's so archaic. What do you mean that's a common practice? Why? I don't get what that means.
What, like in 1912, when you didn't have access to box scores and the school was the only place that you could get it? Like, is that why?
I mean, they started off Thursday's presser with, we're not gonna talk about the games that could be vacated. Why wouldn't you talk about... That's kind of the biggest thing we're looking at here is, are we talking about the championship? I don't know what we're talking
Maybe.
About.
Maybe.
Read the report. Well, I know. It's kind of vague. That's why we're asking you for clarification. Nah, we're not going to talk about it. It just makes no sense. Why is the NCAA dancing around this thing? Shane Bohannon, Montrezl Harrell, two of the players deemed to be ineligible, played in the 2013 National Championship game. Russ Smith. Outside the Lines reported that Russ Smith participated and money exchanged hands for him to participate. But he wrote a letter to the Courier-Journal saying, I didn't need to participate, and we wouldn't want to anyway. Ah. And so, last thing on this, because we're getting ready to talk high school baseball state championship game.
Nicer things.
Yeah. But Chuck Smart said the appeal process expects to take about 3 months.
That means September, October. And then a hearing would take place, likely October or November. November. So you're talking about just about the time the season begins, that first week, those first few weeks, we will hear the fate of Louisville, the finality of it all. But I think you and I, Alex, are in agreement that what should have happened here, what should have happened here.
Something should have happened.
That they should have told Patino that because this was on your watch, you failed to monitor and you made the mistakes that led to this happening. Whether you knew it happened or not, you should have known, and you should have known better than to place someone in charge and like McGee, and because you placed someone so young to have so much responsibility, then that's on you as a bad decision. And so because of that, you've got to go, because this can't happen again. And not, we can't take the risk that you would do a better job next time.
And not just at this program, but it is other programs.
Yeah.
Look what happens when you do something like this.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that plain and simple. It's not monetary value. It's not this. It's the nature of what you're doing and how you're conducting your operation.
And to me, that would be it. The rest of that stuff,
It's after. Yeah. It's afterthought, yeah. Really.
All right, next we're talking to Brian Kennedy from ABC 36. He covered the state championship baseball game at Whitaker Bank Ballpark. PRP won it, sixth state title. We'll discuss it next year on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit forthepeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Summer is finally here in Central Kentucky. Family vacations, Kentucky State Fair, and long, hot summer days. That means your employees and family will be thirsty for cool, refreshing Highbridge Springs water. For more than 30 years, family-owned and operated Highbridge Springs has been serving Kentucky the highest quality bottled water, backed by the best service in the business. As the temperature rises, nothing tastes better or is more refreshing than Highbridge Springs, because their water comes naturally from underground limestone springs located right here in Kentucky. Beat the heat this season in your office or home with delicious, unique-tasting Highbridge water. Remember, too, that Highbridge can add a touch of class to your wedding or other summer event with custom labeling on individual bottles of water. This summer, give your employees and family the first-class treatment with great-tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs. Call toll-free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971 or visit our website, Highbridge Springs, putting the awe back in refreshment.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
We're trying to keep our cars longer. Go to Bluegrass Auto Body for quality repairs and timely service at a reasonable price. They work on all makes and models, and they've been in the business for over 51 years. Bluegrass Auto Body gives you a lifetime warranty on your repairs. Two locations, the original on West High Street and Bluegrass Auto Body South at 309 Ruscio Way. See how good they are at BluegrassAutoBody.com. When someone runs into you, run into Bluegrass Auto Body.
hamburger isn't as good as a juicy steak.
Watching a movie on a cell phone isn't as good as seeing it on the big screen.
Sleeping on the floor isn't as good as sleeping in a comfy bed.
Nothing is as good as fresh bread straight out of the oven. Mmm.
Same holds true for spray-on bed liners. This is Brenda Satterwhite with my sons Jeremy and Justin from Linex of Kentucky.
Nothing is as good as Linex.
Hashtag often imitated, never duplicated.
Competitors may claim that their product is as good as Linex.
But it ain't so. Linex spray-on bed liners are applied after extensive preparation, and our multi-point quality check inspection can't be beat.
Linex spray-on bed liners are guaranteed not to crack, bubble, or flake for as long as you own your vehicle.
And every liner is backed with a nationwide warranty.
You wouldn't settle for imitation cheese. Don't settle for a as good as liner someplace else.
Linex it at Linex of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville big used car store.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Late at night. Oh, this is a good one.
When I was very young.
Old Conway Twitty.
I had dreamed my father.
Talking about daddy.
Had passed away and gone.
Oh, man, what a horrible nightmare.
We now have a trio of fathers on the show because our guest is also a dad.
Oh, is that right? Not yet, Brad. Keep it going.
Keep it up.
Yeah, here we go. He had a nightmare and he went and saw Dad. I'm so afraid, Dad. Help me out. Oh my gosh.
I don't want to cry anymore, so may I stay with you.
Can I hop in bed, Dad? I am scared to death. And Dad says,
he said that
warm in the heart.
That's what I do.
This is it, Alex. This is what fatherhood's all about.
It is.
Everything I do. Is
everything I do.
Of you, to keep you safe with me.
That's my job, son. Mm.
My job, you see.
Oh, happy Father's Day. That's the best one. That is the best one. Oh. And now we have Brian Kennedy on the line. He's a dad,
he
too,
right?
He can't
get rid of me. Yeah, so...
Happy Father's Day, Brian.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Now, Brian is the newest member of the ABC 36 sports team. So there are three of us here now. I formerly...
Yeah.
For me, it began with Kent Spencer...
Yeah.
That's who I worked with. And then Kent left, and Alex came aboard. And then I left, and now Brian is in here. And Brian is from Owensboro, went to Apollo High School. And worked down in Mississippi for a little while, and now you're here, right?
Right, yeah. I worked down in Gulfport, Mississippi for 2 years as a reporter and anchor down there, and I wanted to get into sports, and I'm up at 36 now. Happy to be there.
Well,
and we put you to work real quick, didn't we?
Yeah. Covered 10 baseball games in about 3 weeks.
So there you go. So you're caught up. How was the game yesterday?
Man, it was great. You know, PRP, they're so good. But I think the past couple of games, they hop on teams. But then in that last inning, they let the team back in. And it always gets exciting there at the end.
So it was against Simon Kenton. And just give us a little recap of how it went down yesterday.
Yeah, so PRP, like I said, they jumped on them early. I know I talked to Bill Miller the day before, and he said obviously if he has the choice, he wants to jump on the team early, and that's what he did. They led the entire game by multiple runs, and then right at the end there, Simon Kenton finally got their bats going, and they were only down by a run with two outs left. They got a rally going. They got three runs in the seventh, but PRP came through and they won. I know that the coach was saying that he trusted his pitcher for a little bit. Then he made a change there at the end to make sure they got out of there with a win.
Their sixth state championship, the Ridge. Ugh. it's a little heartbreaking just because, again, St. X guys.
Yeah, you're a
they didn't even make it. So, you know, Trinity comes out. And not having a local team. But, you know, we don't care if there's not a Central Kentucky team. We still get out there and and cover it. And Brian sweated probably a little bit yesterday to make sure that happened.
Oh, it was hot yesterday.
It was a little hot, but like I said, I just came from Mississippi, so it wasn't very bad.
I feel you, man. I feel you. I lived in Columbus, Georgia for 3 years in a river valley, the Chattahoochee River Valley. And I am telling you what, I would go out in the afternoon and shoot a high school baseball game and rush back to do the early show and have sweated through the shirt.
While
I put on the dress shirt, the shirt I had on was drying out. And then I go back out, put that shirt back on, and shoot a minor league baseball game and sweat through that shirt and come back.
And Brian is familiar with the minor league ranks, the Biloxi Shuckers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right before I left, I worked with the Shuckers for about 2.5 months as their on-field MC. And so, once again, standing out in the sun and a little baseball, I got very used to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, yesterday wasn't that bad. Actually, I even remember this yesterday. My dad said to me, "Man, it's hot out here." And I thought, I said, "Well, it's not too bad. There's a breeze."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a little humid. It is a little warm, but there's a breeze. It's not like, when you get in that deep south humidity, and it's that humidity and it's 90 degrees without the heat index. You're talking about 95 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like you're walking through the air. Whenever you walk outside of your door, you can feel it. Awful.
And the other part of it is at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's like that too.
Just miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I work morning, so I would leave the house at 4 a.m. and it's already in the 80s. And they're like, "Well, shit, it's going to be a good day."
Now, Brian, you went to UK, right?
Yes, sir. Graduated in 2010.
2010 grad of UK. So you're familiar with Lexington plenty.
Oh, yeah. I lived here for about 9 years. I worked in UK after I graduated, and I took that job.
Little time at Henry Clay, too, right?
Yeah, I worked at Henry Clay basically as a college counselor, so got you know, in well with, you know, the high school scene in Lexington, got to know a lot of that, so I've been around the block a little bit, to say the least.
All right, well,
we'll have to cut. Well, now we're going to make sure people aren't biased, though. You know, we don't just cover the Blue Devils, so don't think that Brian's just going to be a homer now.
Yeah, because Alex has a Alex has a Montgomery County football shirt on right now.
So. I didn't remember that, but I do have Montgomery.
Never that.
Well, you know, all these schools, they sometimes give you stuff, and that doesn't mean
I'm not going to turn down a free T-shirt from my boy Jamie Egley out there.
No, I mean, I've got a Scott County visor, you know, with a big cardinal.
You would,
on it, and you know, I mean, that's just stuff that just happens. They're all great. I mean, most of them are great. You always kind of pull for the local teams anyway.
Of course,
you just do. It's just the way it is.
Hey, Brian, happy Father's Day, man.
Oh, thank you too, man. Same to you.
Welcome to the ABC 36 family, of which I am no longer a part, but just welcome anyway, and thanks for tuning in, joining us on the line this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on more in the future.
All right. Take care, Brian.
See you, Brian.
All right. See you later. Bye.
We got to take one more break, and we'll be back with more to close it up here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show with Alex Risen from ABC 36 filling in on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
What makes you think I was lying there? I mean, I was lying there.
Explain to me the psychology.
I want to be in on it, man. I want to be in on everything. You know, I don't want to be alone. It's no fun when you're alone. Lonely feeling.
I will accept that explanation.
Being alone is a lonely
feeling.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Well, we got Alex Rising from ABC 36 filling in for Mary Jo. Mary Jo is spending Father's Day with her dad in Minnesota.
My dad in Charlotte listening, by the way, as well as my my grandpa. So,
oh, very nice. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks for listening in Charlotte, guys.
Happy Father's Day to you two men.
They're spending time together.
The two Rising men. Yes, you're not. I am fortunate that my my father, they, let's see, since about 94 maybe, somewhere in there, my parents left Kentucky, and then they've lived in Florida for a very long time, and within the last few years here, they came back to, or they never lived in Lexington before, but they moved to Lexington, and so I think for the last 3 years, I've had my parents, and it's been great because the whole thing was, look, you got grandchildren, we're not going to get to see you as much as we would like, and they moved here, and then since they moved here, there was a house come open on my street, and so now they live two doors down from me, which is a tremendous blessing. So I am very fortunate to have my father live just down the street. Spent time with him yesterday shooting guns. We went skeet shooting, target shooting with pistols. Excellent.
What a day.
Yes. Excellent.
In summation.
Yeah. And then Friday night I spent the time with just me and the boys at the rodeo. That was fantastic. And then today it'll be my brother who is a father. It's his first official Father's Day.
His first one too, okay.
His first official Father's Day for my brother. I'll have my dad. It'll be me and my sons. So,
whole
crew. Going to be spectacular. And let me tell you, the biggest revelation as a father to me. I mean, I'd already grown up. It's not like children made me grow up. You know what I mean? I already matured, yeah. Become an adult, and did adult things, and took on those responsibilities. That had already happened. The thing about the children is once I realized, both the kids are phenomenal. Like, as I'm leaving this morning, one of them says to me, when are you coming back? Like, how long are you going to be? I said, I'll be home by 11:15. And he goes, why? I thought your show ended at 11. I said, well, I need time to drive from there to here. He goes, okay.
Can't teleport.
So 11:15, okay. He gives me a hug, and he says, every minute that you're late, you owe me a dollar.
So that's why he really wants to know. And he's putting you on the spot.
He said, just like they do at aftercare. You know, like yeah. The school aftercare, yeah. You got to pick them up. You
if
know,
you're not there by 6.
Right. It's a dollar a minute.
You owe us cash.
But one, the other one, really, he wants to do everything I want to do. Everything I do, he wants to do. He wants to eat the same food. He wants everything. So when you realize that you are that example that you have to live up to. It's a lot. It's a lot to live up to.
It's good, though.
It is good. It's a phenomenal feeling, but that was the dad moment for me, is when I realized that this kid right here is watching my every move, my every step, and they better be good because I'm the leader, whether I want to be or not. You're the leader now. So, Alex, in the years
no
to come.
No pressure.
No pressure. Happy Father's Day. Thanks for filling in.
Absolutely.
Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
What makes you think I was lying there? I mean, I was lying there.
Explain to me the psychology.
I want to be in on it, man. I want to be in on everything. You know, I don't want to be alone. No fun when you're alone. Lonely feeling.
I will accept that explanation.
Being alone is a lonely feeling.
Dan Lebatard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Save a life at a Kentucky Blood Center mobile blood drive or donor center. You may be the only match for a Kentucky patient's unique need. Live local. Give local with Kentucky Blood Center. Visit kybloodcenter.org for details.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM.